Good morning. My name is Richard Len of A Brave World. That's braveworld.ca, and I'm your host. You're listening to The SPAR, where we seek to accelerate the growth of business champions. Now, today we're going to be talking about the importance of having a strategic plan to an actionable roadmap. But I'd be remiss to not to mention that today is Father's Day. And I think on a day like this, I think we need to wish every dad a happy Father's Day. Maybe you're a grandfather, maybe you're a dad, maybe your son or a daughter, but chances are at some point in time, you've probably sparred with one of those people. And maybe you basically have talked about being champions and doing your best. I have a question for you. It's, what have you basically learned that have made you better at what you do in your career, in your business? What's going on with you? Now, for myself, you know, my dad, and I'd like to open with this, was an entrepreneur. I mean, in many, many respects, he was a small business champion. He did well in a shoe and clothing business. He did well in the food and real estate and youth furniture business, but all at the small level. But I learned a lot from him. The most interesting lessons that you learn, I guess, from a champion in your life, and you know, whether it is your dad or maybe somebody else's dad who's a mentor, is maybe the things that they've done with you. In my case, my dad started me off fishing when I was a little boy. And the interesting thing, I was reflecting on this before the show, and I was thinking, you know, well, how did that all start off? And I started off with like a bamboo rod with a line on it and a hook and a worm at the end. And just used to throw it out in the water, and you'd pull in little brook trout. And from there, I graduated to a spin cast rod or spinning reel, I think is what we called it. And then eventually I moved into fly rod or fly fishing, which is a lot more involved. There's a lot you can learn, a lot more skilled. It taught me many things. I think it taught me as a business person, it taught me patience. It taught me self-control. It taught me the importance of connecting and connecting with people and connecting with nature and maybe even reading my environment a bit. And that was all really valuable business skills to learn in many ways in terms of just growing into becoming a professional. I think every dad has sayings that they use, and in terms of just around expressions that they use around their kids. And one of my dad's favorite was pup for the path, dog for the trail. Now, that's a saying that comes out of Newfoundland from what I understand. So it goes back a little ways there. But really what that means is that the younger people can learn from the people who have been around a little bit. You know, and I thought that that's a pretty good expression to remember. Another one he used to say was, choose your friends wisely because they can make you or break you. Well, in business, don't you want to choose really good partnerships and choose your partners well and so that you are all, you're successful at what you do? And the other one I really loved was, make a decision, make a plan, make it happen. Whenever I'm sort of wondering about decision making and the things I got to consider a business, or I'm working with somebody on the business, I wonder, you know, okay, well, what decision has to be made here and what plan needs to be put in place and what do we need to do to make it happen? I think that's sort of a common thing. We're here to talk about the SPAR, which really is an acronym, stands for Strategic Plan to Actual Roadmap. And there's many, many aspects of the idea of SPAR or sparring. Did you know that, well, we probably think about it when we think about SPAR is in terms of athletes, and maybe we can talk about boxing and as an example, and no doubt that they spar, but really it's about getting better. It's about learning new skills, improving, preparing for the next step. But did you also know, and I just did this recently, the last week or so, I typed in the dictionary.com the word spar, and I figured I'd just sort of get more athletic type examples, but it actually showed up as a spar is actually part of a frame of an airplane. It actually runs a structural piece that runs from the tip to the nose, and it helps keep that whole structure together. The other piece of a spar, which I thought was a fascinating piece, was that it's also the pole that sits on a ship from the deck of the ship on up and holds all the rigging and the sails. So in a way, what we can say is that when you spar, you're not only looking to get better at what you're doing and improve your skills, but you're also looking to have a solid structure in place and the appropriate rigging in place to actually have you move forward. Isn't it really all about just working together, unraveling complex issues, making better business decisions, and establishing a common direction? You know, I often, when working with clients, there's a common theme that comes up, and they'll say things like, you know, Richard, we really feel stuck right now. and I have to ask, you know, why do you feel stuck? And different things come up, you know, well, we have too much opportunity, so we're not able to make decisions because we have too much opportunity. And or the other things that might happen is that they have lost some, maybe a big deal or something's gone on, or there's been a major change in the organization and they're not too sure what to do to move forward. So they end up losing focus and maybe lacking direction in certain ways, shapes, or forms. Often it just comes down to setting priorities, you know, and what are those priorities that the organization needs? And that's all a part of strategic planning and starting to have an actual roadmap. I sort of started off with saying, you know, because it's Father's Day today, it's good that we all say Happy Father's Day. And but when I start to think of the words priorities, I mean, how many sons or daughters have not heard their dad say at one point in time or another, boy, you better get your priorities right, you know, in this particular situation? I think we've probably all heard that at some point in time. Heck, I'm a dad. I probably did it too. So what is it we probably need to do? I think we need the spar to be move forward and to get unstuck and to make things happen in our business. And we need to start to make good choices. There are times that we need to step back. There are times that we need to shake our head. And there are other times that we need to pick ourselves up and dust ourselves off. Then we need to step up and train to become better. Maybe work with other people, you know, build business brain power, make better business decisions, and establish a direction. Well, I think we need to spar to become business champions. This is Richard Landon of A Brave World, and when we return, we'll be speaking with Corey MacArthur, president of Rana Respiratory Care Group, a company that is a true business champion about embracing strategic planning and having an actual roadmap that is a means to their success. Now, you can check out Rana at ranacaregroup.com, and that's R-A-N-A, ranacaregroup.com. We'll be right back. It's Richard Landon of abraveworld.ca, and you're listening to The Spar, where we seek to accelerate the creation of business champions through getting people to work together, unravel complex issues, make better business decisions, and establish a common direction. We're chatting with Corey MacArthur, president of Rana Respiratory Care Group, about his company and why they're business champions. Now, you can actually check out Rana Respiratory Care Group at ranacaregroup.com, and that's spelled R-A-N-A, ranacaregroup.com. Corey, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Richard. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, I'm really excited to have you here, Corey. Now, obviously, I've had some opportunity to get to know you a little bit, but I'd love it if you'd tell our listeners a little bit about who you are and maybe a bit about your career, your industry experience, and what makes Corey tick.
What makes me tick? Well, we'll give you the preamble while I think about the what makes me tick part. So I grew up in northeast Saskatchewan, primarily in an agricultural setting, and I went to the University of Saskatchewan, where I took commerce and marketing, and spent the first 16 years of my career working in agriculture. Started out working in smaller ag retails where I got my hands dirty, and then eventually ended up going to a larger company, Monsanto. And I spent the better part of 14 years working at Monsanto, first in sales and operations types roles, eventually working my way into marketing roles and product management, and ultimately spent time with the leadership team for Monsanto Canada and our North American business.
Oh, right on, right on. That's quite the varied background there, sort of like a from Saskatchewan and the Manitoba, and we'll have to explore that a little bit. Now, I know that you're president of Rana Respiratory Care Group, but could you tell us a little bit about Rana? You know, who are you guys and what do you guys do? And yeah, just give us a little bit of background there.
So Rana is a Manitoba company that's been around. We actually just celebrated our 25-year anniversary last year.
So congratulations. Well,
thank you very much. And so we're going strong. We're in our 26th year of operation. The business started actually out of Morden, Manitoba, and it was a manufacturing business primarily focused on mine refuge equipment as well as building oxygen concentrators, large oxygen concentrators that are used in hospitals all around the world that have difficulty getting liquid oxygen delivered to them. So that's where the business started. About 17 years ago, we started into home care. And so our primary areas are in the areas of respiratory disease and helping patients who are suffering from respiratory diseases. We focus on providing home oxygen to people in Manitoba and Alberta. And we also have a sleep apnea clinic where we provide treatment to people suffering from the chronic disease sleep apnea in both Manitoba and Alberta. And we're just starting an office in Saskatchewan.
Just starting. Okay. So at this point in time, you're mostly concentrated on Manitoba and Alberta, starting shop up in Saskatchewan. Are you going further out to the coast by any chance? Is there? I'm looking for some vacation time.
So am I. So am I, Richard. The closer I can get to Hawaii, the better.
But, there you go.
So certainly we are actually part of the reason that we went into a strategic planning process was to get a better understanding of what is the scope of business development.
Yeah.
If we want to grow, where do we want to grow? And,
sure.
And so really our focus in the near term is Western Canada.
Is Western Canada.
Yeah.
So but you are truly a Manitoba-based company.
You bet.
Yeah, so we should celebrate that. In 25 years, I mean, that to me is a major accomplishment. You know, out of curiosity, I always like to know company size roughly. How many employees roughly do you have?
So we're about 115 employees between the Alberta operation and our Manitoba operation.
Oh, okay. So you're like a nice, what I would refer to as a nice mid-range enterprise for Manitoba.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's nice to know. I always like to know the sort of the headcount and everything. I just find that it's fascinating to see because, you know, chances are you started off as a company of one and maybe a couple of family members.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of successful businesses start that way. And tell me if I'm wrong.
Yep.
But then suddenly, you know, 25 years later being contributing to the livelihood of other people. And it sounds to me like you're in the health industry. To the health of other people sounds like a pretty major accomplishment.
Yeah, it's been pretty amazing. The you know, part of the reason that I came over to RANA, our CEO and our founder, Earl Gardner, asked me to come into the organization, partly because we had kind of moved into that medium range, and so we were in a place where the company was doing extremely well, but over the 23 years, I guess, when I joined. We had bolted a lot of things on and so we needed to provide a little bit of structure, a little bit of forward vision on kind of exactly where we wanted to take the business as we move forward.
No, that makes a lot of sense. You know, if every business sort of grows, and I'm going to use the word organically, I know we were talking about that earlier on, but I don't know any business that's been started by an entrepreneur that things didn't get bolted on.
Right? Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just sort of, I don't think people sort of, it's not a straight line. It's sort of up and down and all over, and you sort of tie things in as the market or demand is and everything. I find it fascinating, your background, because RANA is truly in the healthcare industry. Is that okay for me to say
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely.
But it sounds to me like your background was agriculture previously. So
yeah,
how'd you
like
that
I like
in?
To say my background was business.
Was business.
You know, and that's really what drew me to RANA is I saw an opportunity not only to join a business that is helping clients and patients suffering from respiratory disease right across the West, but to be able to provide them with something that they maybe didn't have.
Okay. One of the things we want to talk about is I know RAN is big on this, is guiding principles. And so I think what we'll do is we're just going to pause briefly. And so in case you're just sort of joining us, you are listening to Richard Land of A Brave World and .ca. And you're listening to The Spar, where we really seek to accelerate the creation of business champions. And today we're talking to Corey MacArthur, president of RANA Respiratory Care Group. And you can check them out at ranacaregroup.com. Hi, this is Richard Landon of A Brave World, and you're listening to The Spar. Have you ever wondered what makes a business champion or what accelerates the creation of business champions? From my perspective, you need to spar to get people working together, unravel complex issues, make better business decisions, and establish a common direction. It is truly the only way to guide your business and its people to renewed hope, a bigger vision, a realistic, actionable roadmap, as a means to your business success. A lot of business success has to do with having a plan, a strategic plan, an action roadmap. It should provide an outline for you of what you need to focus in on, where you need to go, and you know, where other people need to go with you. You need to provide the what and why and let your people figure out the how. That's truly, truly an action roadmap. To be a success or a business success, you need to spar. To build your business brain power, make better business decisions, become a business champion. When we return, we will continue our discussion with Corey MacArthur, president of Rana Respiratory Care Group, regarding guiding principles, being a business champion, and business impact zones. You can check out Rana at ranacaregroup.com. That's R-A-N-A caregroup.com. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the program. You're listening to Richard Land of braveworld.ca and the SPAR, where we seek to accelerate the creation of business champions through getting people to work together, unravel complex issues, make better business decisions, and establish a common direction. We've been chatting with Corey MacArthur, president of Rana Respiratory Care Group, about their company and being a business champion and guiding principles in business impact zones. Now, if you want to know a little bit more about Rana, just check them out at ranacaregroup.com. That's Rana, R-A-N-A, caregroup.com. Now, Corey, one of the things that we were talking about was guiding principles. Now, for our listeners, if you're not too sure what guiding principles are, and in any business situation, business decisions need to be based on something. And they're usually based on what the company's core values are, values and guiding principles. And so guiding principles are used to help you make better business decisions. And a lot of organizations actually don't know what the guiding principles are. But one of the things that Rana does is they actually spent some time defining them. Now, Corey, I know that you have roughly 5 or 6 guiding principles, but there's one that you've shared with me that just sort of resonates. And could you share that with our listeners?
Absolutely, Richard. So we've got 5 guiding principles that we use to make decisions throughout the organization. But the one that really, I think we as an executive spent a lot of time on as we were going through the strategic planning process, and the organization seems to have really grabbed hold of, good for the client, good for the system, and good for Rana. And I think the reason that the organization is really kind of glommed onto it is it does reflect our values as an organization. It does provide nice balance in how we look at the decisions that we need to make in our business. And you know, not every situation allows for perfect balance between the three, but, you know, as we look at the decisions, none of them can lose.
Yeah.
And so we need to make sure that the client, the healthcare system overall, and Rana, from a sustainability standpoint, all need to come out either neutral or ahead. With every decision we make.
Sure, fair enough. I mean, with a 25-year-old company, and you know, so with the whole idea of good for the client, good for the system, good for Rana, I'd just like to take a moment just to dissect them a little bit. So sure. Could you give us an example of good for the client?
Yeah, so, you know, obviously we're going to have situations. Our business is about providing solutions to clients who, for the most part, have chronic diseases. And so everything we do, we work in healthcare. And so everything we do needs to provide some benefit or value for the client. So that's why that one's first, because
sure,
it is
sure.
the most important.
Well, the
of
healthcare
the three.
Industry. I mean, you are a service industry, and you touch people's lives. Is it okay for
Absolutely.
Me to say that? Right?
Absolutely.
So then I'm curious about then good for the system, because the word system is one of those words that's often misunderstood. Like when people say the word system, they think computers.
Yeah.
But I, as a business strategist and everything, I know system means sort of the whole of something, the way things are done. Could you maybe speak to that a little bit?
It's the healthcare system. You know, we look at a lot of the decisions that we make, and certain ones aren't necessarily to the benefit of Rana. But if we look at the benefit it can create for our clients, the patient, and the benefit that it can create potentially for the healthcare system overall, long term, those are certainly decisions that we want to make, and so we do look because we work as a private provider in a system where there's obviously a large public provider. We need to make sure that we're looking for opportunities to complement that public system wherever we can.
Yeah, okay, that makes a lot of sense. Obviously, you said good for Rana. Is there anything else you can touch on good for Rana there in that piece? Or are we good?
You know, the business side of our business, you know, our business is really about helping patients.
Yeah.
But the business side of it is sustainability.
Okay.
We think we're really good at helping patients.
Sure.
And we want to be able to help as many patients as we can for as long as we can.
Sure.
And so there's a business element of that that needs to be healthy. Otherwise, we can't be sustainable.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I think that, you know, when I look at strategic planning and some of the things that we've talked about, and really strategic planning is long-term thinking. It's not just about tomorrow, and it's not about just about next week. It's about 5 years or 10 years or 20 years from now. And when you use words like sustainability, I mean, that's such a fantastic word. Because
potentially overused.
Yeah, potentially. It is. You know, I have a few words like that are overused, but I would agree with that. But, you know, when you think about sustainability, I mean, how many people or how many business leaders, you know, want to make sure they sustain their business, you know, and it keeps moving forward and growing and seeing that positive impact that you have on people's lives. We often talk about business impact zones and key business impact zones are everything from the foundational side. And we'll come back to that. We're always sort of covered that guiding principles and stuff. But really business development, you know, the way you get your work, process and productivity, the way you do your work. And you've mentioned about systems already, tools and technology, which is the tools you do your work, and people and culture. You know, those are some key things. And I know kind of across your organization, you've spent some time thinking about your strategic initiatives and things. And maybe you can put some framework around that for us. So what are some of the things that are really core to creating really positive business impact for you guys?
Yeah. So, you know, I think for us, business development for us, partly that is we need to understand what the scope of business development really is. And that's actually what brought us to you and really motivated us to work through a solid strategic plan. So we did have a good scope of where we wanted to develop our business.
Now, what were those strategic initiatives? Like, you had some strategic initiatives that you felt that, you know, we spoke of and everything. What were those key things?
So we've really kind of narrowed it down to five key areas that we're focusing in on. One is looking at new services and new geographies that we can take our business to, and new solutions we can provide to clients. The other is looking at our existing business and opportunities to grow that organically. The third is all around efficiency, and that is kind of the sustainability piece. We need to make sure that we can provide the services that we do provide in an efficient manner. And the fourth area that we're focused in on is people development, and that's one that, you know, we spend a lot of time on because we are a service company.
Yeah.
And so people development, I refer to that as our R&D pipeline. You know, that is where we do all of our development to ensure that we have the best trained people in the industry.
How about this? You know, why don't we come back and talk a little bit more about those strategic initiatives and some of the vision of your success? You know, so this is Richard Lannan of abraveworld.ca, and you're listening to The Spar, where we seek to create business champions. To definitely accelerate the growth of business champions. And we've been speaking to Corey MacArthur. And Corey is the president of Rana Respiratory Care Group. You can actually check them out at ranacaregroup.com. That's R-A-N-A. And we will be right back to talk about strategic initiatives and making sure you hit your vision of success. Welcome back to the program. You're listening to Richard Lannan of abraveworld.ca and The Spar, where we seek to accelerate the creation of business champions through getting people to work together, unravel complex issues, make better business decisions, and establish a common direction. We've been discussing and talking to Corey MacArthur, president of Rana Respiratory Care Group. You can check out ranacaregroup.com, R-A-N-A. And we've been discussing being business champions and strategic planning and the importance of having an action roadmap and various impact zones. So before the break, we said we'd come back and talk a little bit more about vision and vision of success, and or maybe the better word is mission. And we also wanted to touch base a little bit more on strategic initiatives. But you have a very interesting mission for your organization, and I think it sort of goes to the heart of what you guys are all about. Tell us a little bit about what that is.
Yeah, Richard. So we actually did a bit of a no-no. We kind of combined our vision with our mission, and so and I'll make sure that I get the words exactly right, because we took painstaking steps to make sure that we had every word just right. So our mission is to develop and deliver community-based programs and services that enable people with respiratory disorders to comfortably and confidently live at home.
That's actually really important because I think a lot of people, given the choice, I mean, they do want to live comfortably and confidently at home, you know, no matter what's going on. Okay. And I think that's a...
And I think it really does capture, you know, obviously from a client standpoint, they would rather be at home. From a health standpoint, it's better for them to be at home. Mm. And from a system standpoint, we need them to be at home because it costs too much to have them in the hospital. And so it really does, it does kind of pull all of those together.
So it goes back to good for the client, good for the system, good for RANA. That's a really nice way to tie that mm-hmm. in. I couldn't have asked for a better of an example. You mentioned in your strategic initiatives, and I sort of tweaked on this a little bit, and I'm always interested in people and culture and you know, the people side, skills, experience, and aptitude, the ability to learn, and culture side, beliefs, values, and attitude. And you have a very interesting culture at RANA. But you mentioned one of the things is part of the things that you do to be successful, to be business champions in your organization, is to invest in the success of your people. And you mentioned something about training. Could you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so one of our key strategic initiatives is people development, and you know, as I said before the break, our business is a service business, and so, you know, our people are our product, and so we want to ensure that not only the frontline staff, the clinical staff, but also the people that are supporting that clinical staff have the appropriate training in order to make sure that the client is getting what they want, that we're making the right decisions, and that ultimately we're running a sustainable business with RANA. And, you know, we're in a fairly unique situation where, you know, we really need a nice combination of people with good business and leadership experience and people with good technical experience. And so our people development really tries to pull those two together.
Pull those together. When you look at, when you say good technical experience, so what would be, just for our listeners, what do you mean by technical experience for your particular business?
Right. So we have a lot of health professionals that work in our clinics. And so, you know, understanding the diseases that we work with, primarily COPD and obstructive sleep apnea.
Could you, that last acronym you used, what was that? What did that mean?
Cardio-obstructive pulmonary disease.
Thank you.
So
that's an everyday word.
Well, it's becoming an everyday word, unfortunately. Okay. Yeah. And so we need to make sure that our folks not only understand the diseases that we work with, but also understand, you know, how we best treat those. We make sure that we have the newest, freshest thinking and treatment approaches for those diseases possible.
So let's go to the second half of that piece, and because that was the technical side, and I'm always fascinated about technical skills that organizations require. But you also mentioned about business leadership skills, and I know that you have, and you've mentioned this, that's part of your strategic plan, it's part of your action roadmap over the next 5 years, 10 years, et cetera. When you look at your leadership, what are some of the things that you do to actually develop your people?
Well, so, you know, part of it obviously is mentorship. Part of it is making sure that we have leaders in the organization that do have good business experience, good leadership background that they can share with their folks. But we also use third parties that we'll send. So if we have clinicians that we're moving into, say, a management position, we'll send them off to a course. We have a lot of our people that go to the Life Science Association of Manitoba courses that they provide for young managers.
Okay. It sounds to me, and I'm going to repeat as part of your guiding principles here, but it sounds like it's good for the client, it's good for the health system or the system, and it's good for RANA to make that particular type of investment.
Yeah, it really is. And the key for us from a business standpoint is that we don't get in the way of the client care piece.
Okay.
Because that really is the fabric of our business.
So I'm curious, you don't get in the way. Can you explain that a little bit more?
Well, obviously, from a management standpoint, they need to look at running the business and making sure that we can keep the lights on. But they can't do that in such a way that it affects our client-facing staff, our clinical staff, affects their ability to provide the proper client care.
It's a balance.
It really is.
Balanced.
Yeah.
I get that right away. You are listening to Richard Lannan of A Brave World and the SPAR, braveworld.ca and the SPAR, where we seek to accelerate the creation of business champions through getting people to work together, make better business decisions and create a common direction. We've been talking to Corey MacArthur, president of Rana Respiratory Care Group. You can check them out at ranacaregroup.com. When we come back, we're going to ask Corey a final question and see what his answer is. We'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Richard Lenn of abraveworld.ca and The SPAR, where we seek to accelerate business champions. And we've been chatting with Corey MacArthur, president of Rana Respiratory Care Group, and you can check out Rana at ranacaregroup.com, R-A-N-A, caregroup.com. You know, Corey, I have a question for you, and the question is what makes a business champion?
Well, you know, I think first off, not thinking that you are a business champion helps. You always have to have that goal that you're striving for, and so you'd never want to feel like you've achieved it. Otherwise, you're never going to improve the business. Ultimately, it's the clients that we deal with, and they're the ones that say whether or not we're doing our job. And so if we're able to keep the lights on and keep the clients happy, that makes us a champion.
Oh, wow. Okay, so very client-focused and everything, and very much just recognizing what you need to do. You know, you've been listening to Richard Lenn of abraveworld.ca and The SPAR, where we basically seek to accelerate creation of business champions through getting people engaged, getting working together, unravel complex issues, and make better business decisions and really establish a common direction. We've been discussing business with Corey MacArthur, president of Rana Respiratory Care Group. You can check them out at ranacaregroup.com.